Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Everyone, this is Leg Hole. I'm Michael. That's not the theme tune. I fucking hate that piece of music. I don't hate that piece of music. It's just, it's written by Dan Mush to be annoying. So I suppose he's done his job. I'm with Hannah Warman today. Hannah, hello.
Hello. I didn't know if I was allowed to talk yet.
Yeah. Well, see, I've got 10 questions for you, and would you like to talk is not one of them. Maybe I should have added that onto the list. Are you okay with me asking you 10 questions?
Yes.
Right, down to 9. No, only 10. That's a classic Leg Hole joke that we all like here. Right, now, Hannah, thank you for being here. Do you like me?
I like you very much. Right. Do you want me to expand on that?
Yeah, because, I mean, people listening will go, why? Why would that have happened?
Yeah, why would anyone like you?
Yeah.
I would say you're actually a very kind person, even though you pretend to be a miserable cunt. Am I allowed to say that?
No, you mustn't say that on this.
Okay.
If there's one thing I cannot abide, it is that word.
Well, I ordered your book and you called me a cunt in that,
Oh, don't mind writing it down. I have no problem writing it down, but I'll never say it. I'll never say it. I don't mind writing it down and then posting it to people, because that's not offensive.
Okay, I'm so sorry that I've said the word. I'll spell it out, because that counts as writing it down. C-U-N-T.
Also, when I asked this question, I didn't think you were actually going to give an actual answer that might sort of... That now it does sound like I am needy. I was really hoping you were just going to go, no. And then,
oh, shit.
And then we could have moved on from that question. Go, okay.
Because you should have given me a script.
I wouldn't want to know why you don't like me. Because I'll have already made up reasons for why you wouldn't like me. So I'll already have that. All right. Let me change the question. Who else do you like? So this is question number one. Who else do you like?
Who else do I
like? Tell me 5 people you like.
Hannah George.
Right.
Do you know her?
Yeah, I know Hannah
this
George.
This is weird, me just saying people I like. What, people in my life or famous people?
the question is, who else do you like?
Okay, who else do I like?
Yeah,
I feel like I can't just name five of my friends.
We don't get much of a picture of Hannah Warman, do we? If we think the only thing you like is me, so we
is
need
the main,
five,
is the main
need five
thing.
Other people to get the idea of who you are as a person.
Well, I also like the female humans. And you're not one of those. I also like people of all nationalities and colours, not just white Irish men. You know,
okay.
I'm very diverse in my liking.
Do you like people of what? This is going to be no. That's another question, isn't it? But it's still under the umbrella of who else do you like? Do you really like people of all nationalities? Because I don't think I've met them all. I don't think I've met someone from every nation.
No, I probably haven't met someone from every nation, but I like to think that I would get on with all of them.
You're just doing a bit of virtue signaling.
I don't see nationality.
No, neither do I. It's just, you know, we're all in one big ball of chaos, aren't we?
Yes, that's a lovely way of putting it.
It really is. So you like two people, me and Hannah George.
Do you know Hannah George?
Yeah.
I felt like I had to say someone you knew. I like your friend Dan Mersch. He's nice.
Oh, he is nice, isn't he? He's a lovely fella. Right, so that's three people.
Okay, let me think of some more people. My twin sister, Sarah. She has to be in there.
Okay, who's the most famous person you like?
Who's the most famous person I like?
Yeah.
As in someone I know in real life or someone I like for their work.
Again, the question is just who is the most famous person you like. It's absolutely up to you how you want to answer that.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah, he's very likable, isn't he?
I've never met him. I just can't imagine that we wouldn't get on.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Paul Rudd. And we're very similar, me and Paul.
Sure, explain how.
Well, no one would believe that we're the age that we are. That's the thing. That's the thing about me and Paul Rudd.
And you've both won Sexiest Man in Hollywood.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, and he's Ant-Man and I'm Aunt-Man. So I like to dress up as people's aunts and and fight crime.
Amazing.
Good for me for doing something, isn't it? So
yeah.
You like, I asked you to name five people that you like and you could name four. Good for you.
I have no more names.
You're quite hateful then. So now we know that about Hannah Warman. She's quite hateful. Okay, here's the second question. This is question number two. How would you describe yourself and why?
How would I just... This is so hard.
Yeah, it is hard. But why? I think the why is easy, isn't it? Like,
why would I describe myself?
Yeah, exactly. Why would you ever describe yourself? You know who you are. But then again, a lot of people don't know who they are, do they? And maybe they could do with describing themselves.
I would describe myself as trying to be a good person.
Right.
a lot of heavy
lifting on the word trying there, isn't it? Really... Trying hard to be a good person, not really enjoying it.
Yeah, I think trying is very much my main
you've
way of being.
You've got to give it a go. You've got to give it a go.
I try to be a good person. I try to be a fun person. I try to be a person that people want in their life.
You are a fun person. I would absolutely, if I had to describe you, I'd say you're fun and funny. And I would say you're kind. So there you go.
Thank you.
Those are
I gave £20 to charity yesterday.
Did you? Now, keep in mind there are bad charities as well. Like I used to be asked a lot as a young person to contribute to the UVF and the IRA. And I always said no. So were you asked to contribute to any paramilitaries? Is that where the 20 quid went?
No, but I did think to myself after I gave 20 quid to this random teenage boy that maybe it wasn't legit.
Hello, I'm Macmillan. All right, urchin, here's 20 quid.
He did have a T-shirt, and I feel like, right, would he have gone to the effort of printing out a T-shirt to pretend? I guess he would. I think he was real.
Right, and what was he representing?
He was representing some kind of youth thing where kids, to stop kids getting into like drink and gun crime and stuff, there's like some kind of center where they can teach them skills and arty things. And he said each person it costs £25. So I was like, well, I'll give you £20, because I didn't want to pay off for a whole person. I like missed their foot out, I think.
This is exactly what the IRA used to do, though. let's get the young people away from the pubs and we'll give them something to do.
Yeah, and get them away from knife crime and into bombing people.
Yeah, yeah. So so you're not really sure what you gave 20 quid to?
No, and I didn't, like, I just basically handed him 20 quid and I didn't see him put it into any kind of charity-like vessel. So I did think to myself, is he just pocketing that? Like, he's still a teenage boy. He may well just be like, you know what, let's keep this 20 quid. But if he is doing that, he needs that 20 quid more than me. And he was a teenage boy. Maybe he doesn't have much money. And maybe he can enjoy the £20 more than I would have enjoyed the £20.
And also, you've done nothing wrong, right?
I didn't touch the teenage boy.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know how people are? You go, oh, do you know what? See when you see beggars in the street, don't give them any money because they're all crooks. And you go, do you know what? Fuck off. You know, if they are conning us, they're going way out of their way to trick us. So they've earned the 20 quid.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think, if I give a homeless person money, well, if they are conning, I've done nothing wrong.
No, I give money to homeless people all the time. And I know that a lot of the time they might be spending it on, you know, drugs or whatever. But I kind of think, well, fair play. They should be able to do drugs if they want.
Can I tell you a terrible thing that I did once?
Did you kill a homeless person?
No.
Well, then you're good as far as I'm concerned.
I didn't do that once.
But okay.
Anyway, let me tell you the bad thing that I did once. I saw a homeless person, you know, an old street tube station, you know, sort of that, you know, weird labyrinth part.
Yeah.
Of the tube station. I was on, and I saw the homeless person from quite a distance, and I went, do you know what? I've got some change in my pocket. I'll take out half the change and I'll give him the change. Right?
Yeah.
Thought, what a lovely thing to do to a homeless person. And so I put my hand in my pocket and I sort of grabbed hold of half of the change. So I knew I had half of the change in my hand ready. And as I got up to the homeless person, I took my fisted hand out of my pocket and then put it over his little hat and opened it up. And what dropped out was not change. It was actually my house keys.
Well, that's a very nice present.
Do you know what? It's one of the most difficult things you can possibly do to a homeless person is go, oh, sorry. I'm putting your hand back into their hat to take out keys to your actual fucking house. What a fuck you to the homeless that really was.
I thought maybe you were giving him a house and that was the best present you could ever give a homeless person.
Do you know what? Honestly, if it had been a different day, I probably would have gone, well, I'm too embarrassed to do anything about this. He now wants my house. I will walk away. But I think I was feeling really strong that day.
So, you know, I had a homeless person live in my house for 2 weeks.
Wow.
See,
you are a kind person.
Yeah, well, I was trying to be a kind person, but then in the end, my kindness ran out and I realised they were never going to leave, so I had to sort of chuck them out. But I basically was like, you know, they were saying, I can't get a job because I don't have an address, blah, blah, blah. And at the time, I had a spare room and I was like, you know what, you're a lovely person. Come and stay with me in my spare room. I know that's very reckless of me, but I'm bit weird sometimes and I don't realize I could have danger around me. Mm-hmm. But and we like set up meetings for him to go and like get, you know, benefits and do all the stuff he needed to do, and then he just wouldn't show up to any of the meetings. And so I was like, oh, that's a bit annoying. Right. And I would like be waiting around and be like, oh, he's going to be here in a minute. And he never did any of the things. And then he just wanted to stay there forever. And then I started out being such a nice guy. And then by the end, I was like, please, can you leave? I don't want to live with a homeless person, please. Go away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I suppose it goes back to, you know, what you were saying. You try to be nice.
Yeah, I'm always trying, Michael.
Trying. But what we've got from... Keep in mind, we're only two questions in. What the description of you so far is hateful and you make homeless people.
Well, to be fair, he had been homeless only 2 weeks prior. Made him unhomeless for a little bit.
You cured him of homelessness and then you shoved it right in his face again.
I know, I did, so really.
Quite hateful, makes homeless people. Okay, well, let's go on to the third question. See if we can balance this up a little bit. have you ever won anything?
I won a prize for being the best sculptor in university.
That counts? That's good. Yeah, I think it counts if you're the best sculptor in university.
I got some kind of, like, there was like some kind of award that had a name, like Mr. Sculpture Man, but it was like a real name. And I got given £50, which at university was very helpful to me.
Like the Belvedere Trophy or something.
Yeah, the Belvedere Sculpture Award. Mm-hmm. And I was very proud of having it, so proud that I don't remember what it was called. And I got £50. And I think in general, I don't win things. I mostly think I'm one of those people that doesn't win things.
Me too. I don't win anything. I don't.
What are you mumbling?
Come to think of it, I don't really. I am mumbling now. Come to think of it, I don't think there's many things I want to win. Do you want to win anything?
I mean, I might as well win, like, the lottery, but I don't enter it. So I probably won't win it.
See, that's a very good point. Like, I don't want to win, say, an Oscar. I don't want to. But I do want to win the lottery. But I don't do anything about either of those things. So I'm not going to win either of those things.
What do you think you're more likely to win, an Oscar or the lottery?
I think I might win an Oscar by accident. Like,
you're quite full of yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I might get best ego. Imagine that at the Oscars.
I don't think that is an Oscar.
I might. Do you get an award for In Memoriam? You should.
You might win something for dying.
Yeah. Do you think that after In Memoriam at the Oscars, right? Do you think they should have, and this year's cancelled people are. And lovely orchestral music and just photos of them. We can't have them anymore.
Yeah, I think they should.
Yeah.
Because they're effectively dead for at least 2 years and then they'll do a comeback.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, and the clapping will be really sarcastic for them. But yeah, like that fucker's cancelled. You know, that sort of thing. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, so good idea that you just came up with.
So you're a winner. I'm running that down. This is all describing you really well. Hateful, makes homeless people, but you are a winner. And you're artistic. That's good, isn't it?
I'm not autistic.
Brilliant.
That is one of the...
yeah.
One of the clever things. One of the things I win at.
Okay.
Health.
I've got to write offensive down as well.
Can I just say my brother's actually autistic? So does that give me like a trump card?
Hates her own family. Good. But do you still sculpt?
No, I do paint. So in a way, I'm sculpting with the paint, but in a very flat 2D way.
Yeah, that's not sculpting, though, is it?
No, it's not, is it?
No. But you're very good at painting. You're very good at lots of things, to be fair. You're an amazing musician, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, thank you very much.
And you're a phenomenal singer. Absolutely incredible, really.
Well, I guess I'm winning at making you think I'm great. Is that a prize?
Didn't say you were great as a person. It's a bit like, you know, Morrissey's brilliant as a, you know, singer, but he's a horrible person, isn't he?
Okay, so do you think I'm still a horrible person?
Oh, no. Well, listen, this is what hopefully we're going to find out by the end of this. And at the moment, I mean, I'm using your words, not mine. And at the moment, nothing makes you sound like a good person. Hateful, makes homeless.
But the homeless thing.
Winner, that's good. Offensive, hates her own family.
Yeah, but the homeless, helping the homeless man, even though I then took it back, was there not something good about that?
It just seemed like giving that person a sample of hope. And then removing all hope.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
like love bombing. I did love bombing of a homeless person.
Oh, yeah, love.
Do you know what love bombing is? It's like you kind of act like you think they're the best person in the whole world, and maybe you do believe that, and then you suddenly like, oh, I don't think it anymore, and that extreme change in how you feel can really like fuck the person up, and that's called love bombing. And I kind of did that with the homeless man. I was like, you have a home. I'm going to help you have these interviews and fill in these forms. And I'm like, actually, I'm not. Go away. Be homeless.
But do you know what? You're not the you are not the worst person that I've heard treat the homeless so badly.
Like, I always thought it was, honestly, I think I'm actually nice to homeless people. They all know me around here in Hackney. They know my name and everything. Not because they're scared of me, like, oh shit, Hannah's coming.
Do you know what Deborah Francis White did once?
What?
She saw a homeless person in the street, so she went over, and guess what she gave the homeless person?
Yes. I don't know. Drugs?
Gym membership card.
Why did she do that?
Do you know what? I think she asks herself that question a lot, to be fair. I think, I don't think that the homeless person, you know, needed to lose weight or anything like that. I don't think but I do think she wasn't quite thinking straight. I'm going to put that down the list. You're not as bad as Deborah Francis White, right? Not
okay. Well, Deborah Francis White has an actual refugee living in her house.
She's better than me. But she's also got two cats, so I think she takes in strays, you know. She's a nice person, I think, generally.
I call cats refugees.
She's got Tom. No, I didn't mean the refugee was a stray. Who knows?
I think you're painting yourself as quite a bad person here.
But I don't think I've ever painted myself as anything, but you're the one who's claimed that I was nice. I'm only here to prove you wrong. I'm gonna write that also wrong.
I'm never ever gonna say that you're nice again. I'm so sorry that I said that.
Okay, here's the next question. I think this is question four. Here we go. Name seven things.
Hat.
Yeah.
Vitamins.
You could have just said six vitamins.
I could have said what?
Six vitamins.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I want to use this opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. So hat, vitamins.
Hat, vitamins, hat. Water,
right.
The floor.
These are things that are near you, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, that's how clever I am.
Yeah.
I look around. And find art.
You've got three to go.
Painting. Cushion. Right.
Come on, one more. We can do it.
Love.
I suppose it's a thing. Yeah, okay. Good at naming things. I'm going to write that down. Naming things. Right, this is this next question. It's question number five. This is actually quite a big thing. What do you think we could do?
Just in general.
Yeah, I mean, things aren't great, are they? So what do you think we could do?
I think we could be nice and kind and drink things and have nice food and go for walks. I don't know. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's a tricky question because it's so overwhelming, isn't it? Because the world's a terrible place. And just the idea of like what could we do is such a big question. But here's something I genuinely have been thinking that we could do. I think we should do a podcast that is basically this morning with Philip and Holly. But, you know, just us fucking about.
Are you asking me to do a podcast with you?
That's why I've got you on this podcast, to ask you to do a podcast with me.
Has this been a ruse?
Yeah, and we'll just do a morning light magazine show.
I'm up for that.
But we're swearing in it.
But Michael, I tried to do a podcast with you and just never stuck.
Yeah, no, but we recorded one episode, didn't we? And it was good.
I liked it, but then I thought you obviously didn't like it because I did a whole character that was called Mike. Was it called Michael Legg?
Yeah, you know, powers of imagination.
Yeah.
You go, what's your name? Michael Legg. Okay, yeah, the guy in front of you. Yeah.
And you know, like when you said name some things and I was just saying things around me, I just think I've got such an amazing quick mind.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, when you say make up a character on the spot, I'm like, Michael Legg, he's Irish.
Yeah.
I don't know how I come up with that stuff. It just comes to me, you know?
It's just natural, isn't it? It's just natural.
It was brilliant. That I think we should put that out, Michael Legg talking to Michael Legg.
Okay, so I'm going to write that down unless you don't mind putting rubbish podcasts out.
You said it was good.
Sure.
I would love to do Philip and Holly Good Morning, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I think it'd be good. I think we'd be really good at it. And I wouldn't mind stealing from Philip Schofield because he stole a joke from me recently.
What was the joke?
Did you ever think, honestly, that in your career as an artist, Philip Schofield would ever steal one of your things? And yet, there you go.
But what? Can you tell me what the joke was? Was it a Philip Schofield-based joke?
No, it wasn't. I don't think he would steal a Philip Schofield-based joke. I don't think he finds Philip Schofield funny at all, actually, which is very similar to the rest of us. What happened was, I was with my friend Dan Mersch, third mention on this podcast.
Heard of him?
Dan and I went on holiday together for a day in St. Leonard's. And we're walking down a pier at Hastings. And you know the way you get memorial plaques on benches? Like Dave's dead. He used to like sitting.
Yeah.
Well, they have those memorial plaques, but they're all along the pier instead of actually on a bench. They're along the pier. And one of them said, Nigel, whatever his name is, lovely dad, great husband, wonderful golfer, all that stuff. And clearly, they had three words left. And instead of going, rest in peace, they wrote, he loved ham. And the thing is, I took a photo of it and made a joke about how, well, obviously they had three words left. And Philip Schofield not only showed the photograph that I took, that I put on Twitter, but he did the joke as well. He did the fucking joke.
But that genuine, like, I thought you meant he, like, was pretending he came up with it. But he's used your photo. He didn't go there and take the photo himself. So surely you need credit for that. That's a legal issue.
Well, it could be, but you know what? I just don't think I could afford to take Philip Schofield through the big courts with him and his massive legal team.
But when they showed the photo, did they say Michael Legg posted this picture?
Oh, no, it didn't. It didn't show the tweet. It just, they took the photograph from the tweet and showed that.
That's really not on.
It turns out Philip Schofield's not cool. that's an exclusive right here on Legghole. Hashtag Scof not cool. Now, so you don't know what you think we could do, so I'm just going to write that down. Useless. Okay.
Thank you. But remember, I'm still trying.
Sure. Yeah. Trying. Kate, here's the next question. Will things get better?
Probably not.
Do you know what? That is not the answer I thought you were going to give. I genuinely put that down one because all the questions sound a bit negative, and Hannah is one of the most positive people I know. And I think as we wrap this up, we need something really positive to lift it. And I thought, will things get better? I know Hannah. She's going to have a really rosy and cheery outlook to this. And fuck me, turns out I don't know you at all. So I'm going to put that down on the list. Complete stranger. Okay. Why do you think things won't get any better? I mean, obviously they won't get any better because at some point the planet will explode.
Yeah, I think the planet's going to explode. Mm-hmm. I think some people, I was talking about this to Gwanya Maguire and she was saying it's going to be a sudden thing, like the planet's going to suddenly explode. And I actually think it's worse than that. It'll be a slow explosion, so it would be like a torturous existence for probably a couple more hundred years of, like, you know, people's children and their children's children just having a terrible quality of life, and it's just going to get worse and worse until we die out. It won't be like a sudden thing like where we all just explode. That would be too easy. It's going to be pretty hellish. Yeah. So that's a nice way to end the podcast.
But it is hellish anyway. So what's the difference?
Yeah, you know, but it's going to get worse.
You heard another Leg Hole exclusive. It's going to get worse. And that's from Hannah Warman, who at the moment, the list is of describing you has really got quite long. We'll leave it till the end so that we can completely write your biography right at the end. Okay, here's the next question. What was the name of your first pet?
I never had a pet.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That really fucks up the next two questions. What is the name? What is your mother's maiden name? And what is your bank account number?
So, I know your game.
That's really fucked up. That's deleted three questions from the 10. I'm going to do an emergency question.
You're Richard Herring.
Yeah, I'm going to use his book. Do you know what? I'm not kidding you. I actually had his book right by me and now fucking can't find the fucking thing. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to use a Richard Herring emergency question that I've just made up off my head. If you could be any age, what age would you be?
Am I allowed to ask some more questions about what it means? Because I want to know, does it mean, can I be any age that I've been in my life and it means that I'll have the same life that I had when I was that age? Or does it just mean I'll be me with everything I know now, but I'll look younger? What does it mean?
I'm going to go with the second one.
Okay, well then I might as well be 21. But like still be me, but everyone be like, oh my God, you look so young.
Okay, but did you personally have a good time when you were 21?
No, terrible.
I think I had a great time when I was 21. I moved to London. It was good fun.
I don't know. So it's weird. I feel like in some ways I'm, even though, like I said, the world's terrible and it's getting worse, in some ways I'm probably happier now in the last couple of years than I have been in my life. But it's not because I haven't really got anything to show for it. It's not like I've got kids and a husband and the things that you're supposed to have. But I just think in general I feel okay. Feel like I don't feel like a sense of suicidal dread.
No, you don't feel sick.
I sometimes feel sick.
Oh, sure. Right, brilliant question. Just to fill up the two that have gone missing.
Am I being terrible at this, Michael?
No, if anything, you're the best guest I've had on Leghole.
Okay, but I'm very aware I'm your only guest so far.
Right, but here's the thing. I'll be honest with you. I was thinking I might have guests on every few weeks, you know, occasionally. But actually, I'd much rather if it's okay with you, it was just you. Because I don't really... I know where I am now with you, you know, yeah. And I don't really feel like I want... I'll tell you one thing. Getting to know a new person is a fucking ball ache.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know who you are. I'd much rather... If it's okay, and I know you're free.
That's the main thing. I know you've got nothing on.
I know you're free and you'll do it for free. That's what I like about these.
Yeah.
Now, so, so basically, that last question, you gave the answer 21. So you'd rather be 21. So I'm just going to add this to list. Ageist. Quite ageist.
No, okay, society is ageist, and therefore I'm only a product of that.
Blames others. Okay, just write that down. Now, here's the final question, Hannah. thanks for doing this. It's been lovely.
That's not a question.
It's not a question. This is the question now. What is leg hole? Because I haven't figured out what it is yet. I mean, I've done... Do you think you can have a podcast where it just changes every week?
I think you can. I listen to lots of podcasts where it's just people chatting. And the only reason it's good is that the people chatting are funny. And, you know, even though you're a bit of a cunt, you're very funny. So I would listen to you just chatting. So that's what Leghole is. It's just Michael Legg chatting to himself, sometimes chatting to others. And if you want to listen to it, you can. And if you don't, which is most people probably, then don't. Do you want me to do a jingle for it?
I fucking really do, because the theme tune is, no offense to Dan, is terrible. It's designed to be terrible. He's done a brilliant job at doing a terrible theme tune. So, yeah, I'd love a jingle. Do you want to do a live one now, or...
I think I need to think about it. I was going to do one just improv, but I'm actually trying to do improv for real. And if I do a terrible made up one on the spot, then people will never want to come and see me live. Because I'll be like, that's an example of what you can do, that we are never coming to see you. So I think I'm going to keep them wanting more.
That's fair enough.
I can do you a proper jingle if you want. Like,
I would really love that. And do you know what? That would be very decent of you. And in fact, I'm writing that down on the list. Musically kind. And that's a good description of you. You are musically kind. But I've also written down some other notes, because you said you quite like listening to me chatting. And then you tried to do some improv. So I've written down likes things that are inane and shit at improv. So...
Oh, no.
And unfortunately, that is the last question. So we're going to now be looking over Hannah Warman, who is a person I like, but maybe I need to, you know, rethink that.
this is horrible.
Listen, you've been a wonderful guest. Would you come back next time?
Can I come back and try and improve on all the things that I've done wrong?
Oh, yeah, that's what Leghole is, where we see you become a better person.
Yes.
What a great podcast.
That is a great idea, and I am the one who came up with it, to be fair.
Yeah, Michael Legg's Leghole, what's that about? Oh, it's about this woman trying to improve herself. What's it got to do with Michael Legg? Nothing. He basically negs her into a decent shape, really. That's all it is. Now, here we go. So, thank you so much. At the end of the podcast, I can confidently tell you, listener, that Hannah Warman, my friend Hannah Warman, is hateful, makes homeless people. She's a winner. She's offensive. She hates her own family. She's not as bad as Deborah Frances White. She's wrong. She's good at naming things. She doesn't mind putting shit on the internet. She's useless. She's trying. She's a complete stranger. She's ageist, blames others, likes things that are inane. She's shit at improv, but she's musically kind. And that is the biography of Hannah Warman. You've been listening to Leghole. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you. That's a beautiful biography.
Stop crying. And we'll see you all again. Lots and lots of love from Leghole. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.